You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coop and Cassius for IFL TV in association with MTK Global. It's fight week. Delighted to be joined, as always, by Mr. Peter Fury.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, Coogan, as always.
Notice you lost the beard. Is that just like spur of the moment thing? You just think I'm just going to take it all off?
Yeah, it's out of lockdown now. Plus, you know, Father Christmas is not till December. So, like I said, people agreed beards never really suited, did he? My wife kept telling me I look 65. So I said, okay, I'll take it off.
Take it off. Probably not 10 years off yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge, huge week for yourself and obviously Savannah this week, where she bids to become world champion in only her ninth fight against Hannah Rankin this week. Yeah, just talk to me about it. Hannah Rankin's no pushover, Peter.
No, she's, and the good thing is as well, it's two British rivals, which always stems for a good fight, doesn't it? You know, because both of them, you know, really want it, you know, so that's a good fight. I'm looking forward to it. The hard work's been done. Savannah's on form. She's ready. So it's going to be a good night. It'll be entertaining.
I mean, in the, not the kind of the midst of everyone, not the uncertainty, shall we say, of boxers not knowing when they're going to fight. I know, obviously, we'll speak about Huey in a little bit, but it's good, regardless of a crowd or not, that you had that date. And she's fighting, and she's fighting for the world title. So, crowd or not, it's not really going to make much difference. It's the end result that's going to count.
Of course it is. And I know it ain't going to matter for me. I don't think it's going to matter for Savannah. The main thing is getting in the ring and putting on a good display for the fans, isn't it? You know, and putting on a good fight. That's what everybody wants to see. They want to see a good fight. And there's one thing about Savannah. Her style's exciting because she comes to fight. You know, so she's well prepared for this, and it will be a good fight.
Obviously, the most notable name on Hannah Rankin's resume is Clarissa Shields. Obviously, you know, a fighter that Savannah's been linked with for a very, very long time. But have you taken much of that defeat to Clarissa Shields? Have you gone back and kind of studied that loss?
Not really, because styles make fights. You know, Savannah has a totally different style to Clarissa Shields. So I've not really looked at it, to be honest. You know, I know what Savannah needs to do. We've looked at it and, you know, Savannah's doing what she does and she's in peak condition. So, like I said, she's hitting hard. She's throws a lot of punches, you know, so she can do the 10 rounds at any pace. So it's she's trained for a hard 10 rounds. So, like I said, which I'm excited because when Savannah, she puts them shots together, it's exciting to see because she's a big puncher for women's boxing as well. She's not a tipper tapper, you know. So when she lands, especially with it being no crowd, you'll hear the shots because she can hit.
We've got obviously Savannah fighting this week, and then, I mean, there's three world title women's fights involving Brits coming up next month. I mean, right now, as women's boxing has been flourishing.
Oh. Sorry, Coogan, it's come off again.
All right.
I'll get there with it. Yeah, it's back. Go on.
As it has been all the way through this kind of lockdown coronavirus period, women's boxing has kind of really gone from strength to strength, despite kind of the lack of boxing. And this is no different. What's happening this week and the three world title fights is coming in November.
Well, 100%. I think women's boxing is going to be, it's going to be linked. It's going to be aligned up with men's. Everybody's just as excited to see women's boxing as what they are to men's now. It's taking off properly. And that's mainly thanks to the likes of Katie Taylor, you know, having good, epic performances, you know, and, you know, really going and having wars in there. So, like I said, people's very interested in looking at it because women's boxing now, it is. It's nice to look at, you know. They're just as exciting as the men half the time, so it's good. So it is picking up. I think it, I don't think it's going to be too long. For women's boxing, is on a level with men's boxing.
Today is Monday. Obviously, tomorrow this interview will be going out on Tuesday. But Tuesday, you guys will enter the matchroom kind of bubble environment. So, yeah, looking forward to doing that, Peter.
No, listen, for me, it's going to be a long week because I just like turning up on fight night, getting on and leaving again. So that's part of the job, isn't it? You know, we've all got to do it. So this COVID thing, we've got to go and get tested at 12 o'clock tomorrow, 12 noon. And I think then we're sent up to the rooms and we wait to hear the results. And then providing everything's okay, then we get to mix around the hotel and stuff and walk around a bit. So then it'll start picking up. But always in fight week, it's always media stuff, press things and stuff like that. So it'll soon start passing. Well, you've been, how many have you been in there? You've been in a load, haven't you?
I'm loads, yeah. I've done quite a few. But I think usually on a media week, you can do your media stuff and then go on. But obviously this one, you have to be kind of wrapped around that whole fight bubble environment all week.
I'm just grateful, you know, that we've got a fight. So that's the main thing. You know, and it is what a nice way to come back out of lockdown because it's a world title fight. Mm. So like I said, so it got scuppered before with Savannah. It was because of COVID. She never got to fight for the WBO light heavyweight title. So it's, you know, here we are. So she's fortunate that this fight is happening. So it's even better because they're both from the UK. So it's perfect.
Just moving on to your boy Hugh, Peter. What is the latest regarding him? Are we going to see him in action before the year's out?
Yeah, he's going on the White Povetkin bill on the 21st of November.
Okay, great.
So we're just working on an opponent now, which we should have a list of names this week, some more names to look at. And we're just finalising the opponent. But Yui will be on. He's in training. He's sparring. So he's getting ready for November 21st.
Mm. Is there a few opponents that you and kind of Eddie's looking at and MTK?
I've had one put to us. We give a list of about six or seven. But so far, they put one to us. And he's okay, but he's not really a name. It's like, you know, it's one of these banana skin type of fights with no reward because nobody's heard of the guy. So it's we could do with somebody a little bit of meat on the bone, like somebody's heard of, you know.
Yeah.
So we're just having a look at different possibilities there for Yui. But you know, there's plenty of opponents, so there should be quite a few available, especially now because in this pandemic, people's lucky to get a fight. Mm. So there should be plenty of takers.
The main thing is to kind of, obviously you want a good opponent for him, but the main thing is to get him out fighting and active again.
True, it is. So we'll have to just look and, but we'll definitely pick somebody anyway. You know what we're like, Cougar, eh?
Someone will get it.
somebody will definitely get to fight, yeah. Yeah. You can never see me and Yui turning down fights, can you?
I mean, it's just, you know, you look back at some of the fights that you guys have had, and they were years ago. The Joseph Parker fight was years ago now. The Pulev fight was a couple of years, two or three years ago now. I mean, you know.
I think Povetkin was a year ago as well, wasn't it? October?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over a year ago. Well, it just shows you, I was talking about this a little while ago, that when you fought Povetkin, he was 16 stone, 1 pound.
Wow.
You know, now he's 17-7. You know, and he's trained, he's in shape. You know, so it just shows you how much he's grown and matured since just a year ago.
Yeah.
And he's just turned 26 on the 18th of September last month. So I'm excited to see you when he next goes on. We'll see big differences anyway.
So on that, the undercard, obviously, White and Povetkin, we spoke a few days after the fight at fight camp on the 23rd of last month. No, it weren't last month, it was August. But what's your thoughts about that rematch between those two now as it's approaching next month?
Well, Povetkin's going to be more confident going into the fight because he knows he can hit Dillian White. So he's going to press harder. But you know, saying that, when he presses harder, he's going to be easier to hit. So, you know, it's still a 50-50 fight. It can go either way. You know, and Dillian White seemed to be winning the fight last time until he got caught, because I think that's the shock of it all, because he looked like he was in total control of it. You know, he had him down twice. You know, you automatically thought this round he's going to get him out of there. And then all of a sudden he gets Dillian out of there. So it's just, it was one of them. It was like, I just can't believe what's just happened there. It wasn't as if Dillian White was getting outboxed or he was getting hurt in there. It was the other way around.
Mm.
So he was winning the fight until that happened.
I think you...
It wasn't a lucky punch. He set it up beautiful, what he'd done. It was a perfect shot.
I think you, along with everyone else, is watching that fifth round, expecting him just to kind of finish off what he started in the fourth round. Dropped him.
Yeah, it looked like Povetkin, you know. He looks old for his years. The legs ain't there anymore as it was. I think he's even gone downhill since he boxed Yui. Mm. You know, don't forget, he's had a hard fight since Yui with Hunter as well. You know, this is a guy that's getting on in years. He's in his twilight years and, you know, can't keep digging to the well. And it showed in that fight when they're Dillian White, because every time he looked steady, unsteady on his legs, and when he got clipped, he was going down. Mm. But although there was only flash knockdowns, he was still going down, wasn't he? So I just think if Dillian can withstand the power and he starts unleashing more on Povetkin, then it should come Dillian's way, because he is the younger, fresher man at the end of the day.
Mm.
But he's still dangerous, Povetkin, and he's obviously been a very extremely good fighter in his day, and he's still dangerous. So, like I said, it's still a 50-50 fight, because when you can pull a punch out the bag like that, you know, he's going to be a lot more confident in the rerun. So he's going to be looking for it.
Mm. I think people have got to remember as well, they do remember that his only two defeats have been to Joshua and Klitschko in his whole career.
Yeah, that's right. I think if it was a Yui Fury today, it would be a totally different ball game. I've got to be honest with you, and I don't say things lightly. You know, he's a man today against when he fought was against a boy, really.
Yeah.
When you see the difference in Yui and his physique and his persona and the way he goes about things, he's turned from a young kid to a man. You know, you can see the difference in him. So, like I said, maybe if Povetkin drops the decision to Dillian, maybe Yui could get that rematch with him.
Is that a fight that you'd be up for doing again, Peter? The Povetkin rematch with Yui, yeah?
Yeah, but you know, obviously, if Povetkin wins, you know, Yui brings nothing to the table. It wouldn't be a fight that could possibly made then.
Mm.
You know, why would Povetkin take Yui again?
Yeah.
But if he lost it, then it's possible.
Yeah, of course.
That fight could happen again, and we'd definitely be pushing for it anyway. Mm. Well, we asked for it anyway.
Yeah. Another fight that looks likely to land on that same card is Tom Little against Alan Babbage. What do you think of Alan Babbage, Peter? People have had mixed opinions about Alan Babbage, whether he's big enough to be a heavyweight and to compete at that level, but he seems exciting enough kind of for the opponents he's been fighting so far. But what do you think about him?
He's got amateur pedigree, hasn't he? So he's been around quite a bit. You know, I think the guy can fight. You can see he's still a novice with the way he fights and stuff. But he'll get there. He's not big enough for an heavyweight. On the world scene, I would say definitely not. Because he's very small. He's 14-something stone, is he?
Yeah. I mean, that this has been the questions about him. He's obviously his size and, you know, against kind of the modern day.
You know, look, you know, to be a world champion in the heavyweight, you know, the dinosaurs today, you know. So, like I said, you know, maybe. I think where he's at now and the levels he's fighting, he's all right. But as the levels step up, you know, as what I do. You know, them big heavy shots, they take its toll. And unless you belong in that heavyweight division, we haven't got weight divisions for nothing, have we? You know, so like I said, if he puts weight on, excuse me, and he gets a bit bigger, who knows? I can't really judge it. But looking at him, he looks like he'd be better suited at cruiserweight.
Dave Allen's just had a fight confirmed against Christian Hammer. Obviously, Tyson fought Christian Hammer back in 2015. So yeah, what's your thoughts about that fight for Dave?
I think it's a good fight. We actually put his name forward for Yui. So like I said, it's a good fight. Hammer's still a good fighter. He's got a good record. It's short notice for Hammer, so let's see if Hammer's in shape. But if he's in shape, he's an hard night's work for anybody. Because Hammer, he's a bit intelligent as well. He's not a dummy. But it depends if he's in shape or not. You know, if he comes in shape, you know, on the bright side, hopefully Dave Allen gets the Hammer that fought David Price, because he wasn't in good shape for that either. You know, if he gets that type of Christian Hammer, he's in with a good shape, Dave. You know, so it just depends what kind of condition he's in.
Yeah, it's an interesting fight. That's,
yeah, but it'd be a good win for Dave if he can get that fight won.
Definitely, definitely.
Good fight. He's a good opponent.
Who would you favour out of Dubois and Joyce, Peter? Because that's just been obviously announced for like the fourth date since this coronavirus period has hit, for the 28th of November. But who do you currently favour in that fight?
They're both big punchers, aren't they? Dubois hasn't really fought anybody yet. So it's complicated there. That's a bit of a downside for him. And he's very young, isn't he? So, but like I said, he's got very good trainers. You know, so they know what they're doing. You know, I'm only a spectator looking at it. You know, I think it's an even Stevens fight, that. But, you know, if young Dubois can get it on Joe Joyce, because he's vulnerable to beat quite a lot, Joe Joyce, he's square on. He can't afford to do that with Dubois. Because no matter what chin he's got, if he gets it with one of them shots, he'll go from it. You know, Dubois will steam the pressure on as well. He won't have a chance to recover. So, like I said, he needs to be... Joe Joyce needs a better defence than what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, it's an interesting fight. So that's coming up next month.
But if he can take Dubois' shots, there's one thing for sure. He's Joe Joyce is going to bring it down the stretch, and he's going to keep bringing it. And the longer the rounds go on, he's going to bring it more and more and more. So he's somebody, Joe Joyce, that doesn't blow a fuse. He goes the other way. He keeps coming. And that'll be a severe test if Dubois can't get him out of there. You know, because if he can't get him out of there, then he's going to ship a lot of leather. So then we'll see exactly what both of them's made of, really. It's a good fight to see. It's a good fight to watch, and it'll be a good acid test for young Dubois if we can come through that, because Joe Joyce is no mug. He can fight that. He can fight. No matter what people say he looks like, we've done endless rounds with him, sparring with Yui. He can fight Joe Joyce. He's a serious athlete as well.
Yeah. There's a whole host of heavyweight fights coming up. I mean, it's kind of a strong end with October, November, December, the amount of heavyweights, kind of big fights that we've got to look forward to.
Yeah, there is. It's quite a lot of fights. Who else is there?
Well, we've got Usyk and Chisora this month. Then we've got, obviously, White and Povetkin. We'll have AJ and Pulev in December. We'll have Tyson returning in December. It's just just quite a lot of heavyweight action going on between now and
So like I said, it's all good. I'm looking forward to seeing Usyk and
Chisora.
Chisora, that'll be entertaining. That'll be a good fight to see. I've got to tell you, I highly rate Usyk. I think he's definitely another danger man in the heavyweight division. He's coming through fast. I can see Usyk struggling to get fights. I really can. I think he's going to get put in the waiting room for a long time, I think. That's what I can see happening with Usyk.
No, he has to force himself into the positions.
Because I don't believe he's too small. I think he's a serious world athlete. It's going to be interesting. But, you know, can't write off Chisora as well, because he's a big, strong, rugged man, and he's going to come for it. He's going to start firing them bombs and wage all out war. So it'll be interesting. But look, I've seen it all before. You know, you can come forward, you can apply pressure, But he's got sublime skills there, Usyk, and he's not a powder puncher himself. So it's going to be... I'm looking forward to seeing it anyway.
Absolutely. Peter, what are your thoughts on Wilder splitting with Mark Breland? It was much talked about over the last couple of weeks. It's been 7 months since his fight with Tyson. And yeah, it seemed a bit of an odd decision it to happen 7 months later that they've parted ways.
I've no idea, you know. I've no idea what their reasons are. And I can't really comment on it. But he was clearly losing the fight. And he's probably saved him from getting knocked out. And on the other hand, you know, this is the heavyweight game. You're one punch away from disaster. So maybe they're thinking, well, you know, maybe Tyson would have opened up more and I'd have got to him. You know, because he can end the fight with one shot, as we know. But that clearly wasn't going to happen. So that's not what I seen anyway. He looked like he was just too much for him and he was all out at sea. So I think Mark Breland done him a favour. So you know, the fighter can always come again. But they might be other reasons behind it as well. I just don't know. It might not just be all because of the fighter. It could be anything, couldn't it? But I don't know what... So what's happening? Are they not having a rematch now then?
Well, this is what's come about in the last couple of days, that I think Frank Warren and Tyson have come out and said that they're kind of moving away from the Wilder fight and Tyson's going to fight in the UK in December. I think it's been reported December 5th as a potential date. That was from Mike Coppinger in the UK. But it obviously has a lot to do with when that date was expiring for that trilogy fight, which obviously is coming to an end or has passed or whatever. So it doesn't look like that fight is going to happen this year. So.
Well, like I said, I can't comment. So we have to wait and see. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, interesting.
But not looking good. It won't be looking good for Wilder, though, will it?
It's gone quiet this past 7 months. I mean, we just haven't heard a lot from him or his team in regards to anything. I don't think he's really said too much, but it's not really a great surprise that this trilogy fight doesn't seem to be happening at the end of the year.
Oh. Well, you just don't know what goes on. But normally that Shelley Finkel, he's a very switched on kind of guy, you know. I knew him from the Klitschko fight. We've done the negotiations with him back then. He seems very switched on, and if there was a third fight, normally he would have it tied up from head to bottom. So maybe there's a problem with Wilder. So maybe there is a genuine problem. That's why they're letting it slip by.
I think Shelley Finkel has made some comments saying that fight is still on, but then Frank Warren and obviously Tyson have said over the last day or 2 days that Tyson will be fighting in the UK against another opponent before a potential Joshua fight next year. So who knows, Peter? Who knows what will happen?
Let's wait and see. You never know in boxing, do you?
It's like a soap opera, isn't it?
I know. People say a lot of shit and it's going to be totally different. So like I said, you know, if words could win fights, then we'd be all better off, probably. I don't know. But like I said, no, it's not my business, so I have no idea. I don't know what's going on.
Time will tell. Okay. Well, Peter, I appreciate your time this Monday evening.
Anytime, no problem.
Yeah, we look forward to this week, obviously. And obviously, best of luck to yourself and Savannah this week. Like you said, it's a great fight with another Brit as well, so you know.
Well, it's very entertaining, and more so than anything in women's boxing, it's the way that the fight's going to unfold, you know. Because like I said, Savannah ain't going there to do any overtime, you know. She's in the hate business, you know. She's she wants to make big statements. You know, she's trained hard all year. She lives in the gym, and she's ready for anybody. So like I said, she's looking to put on a statement come Saturday. And I'm just looking forward to see it. I think Anna Rankin's a very good opponent. She's tough. She's up for it, trained very hard for it. So it'll be a good fight because there's a lot of pride at stake as well. But the only thing I will say, when somebody like Savannah connects, you know, if she connects and connects clean, you know, she can put men over, never mind women. So she's a big hitter. She has got a lot of power in her punches, which, like I said, which will start taking its toll as she starts landing. You know, so it's going to be interesting. It just depends. But Anna Rankin's tough as well. So let's see how it unfolds, you know. It's all... But the good thing with Savannah, she's an all-round... She's got it all round because she's good. She's a very good boxer as well. She doesn't rely on the punch power, you know, so that's a good thing. She's not somebody that's just letting rounds slip by looking for a big shot. She's a very good technical fighter. She throws a lot of punches in bunches and stuff. So it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be entertaining. I think the more Hannah Rankin brings it, the better it is for Savannah.
Well, we'll look forward to that this Saturday, obviously live on Sky Sports from up in Peterborough. So,
yeah,
safe travels there tomorrow. And no doubt we'll catch another word with you at some point this week. You'll have nothing else to do this week, Peter, so, you know.
Just ring me anyway. I'll be bored shitless. You're over there sunning it. The last person you want to speak to is me.
Did you finish home now?
Do you know what? I finished it, but I've not had time to watch your video. Because you sent me the DVD, didn't you?
Season 8, yeah.
Yeah, I've not had a chance to look at it.
Oh.
But I've got it. I've got you sent it me. I've got it. Thanks very much. But I will get round to it.
Can you watch it?
I just need to start having a good look at it.
Watch it over Christmas.
Yeah, because then I can relax. So that's when I will probably be able to look at it. Because, you know, it's one of them where... You play it and you can't watch one program.
No.
So you'll want to watch all of it. And I'm that type of person, yeah? If I press it and start watching it, I probably won't go to bed. I'll be up all night watching it. And that'll ruin me then for the full weekend.
Watch it over Christmas. Once Savannah and Huey have had their fights, then watch it after them.
Yeah. Sounds a good idea, Coogan.
Yeah. Let me know how you get on. All right, Peter Fury, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Like I said, best of luck to you and Savannah against Hannah Rankin this week. And like I said, hopefully we'll catch a word of you before fight night on Saturday.
Thanks, Coogan. I'll speak to you soon.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All the best, Coogan. Take care.
Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.